Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The Burt Show.
All right, ditch or daytime, because they go out on a date. We talked about this yesterday, right? It was like a year ago. And he says, look, man, we're just not compatible. And then he shows up a year later and wants to go out with her. So we gave her an assignment yesterday. Remember this, Kristen?
Yeah. So this was a year ago. She went out with a guy. They had a great time. However, he did not ask her out a second time. She waited. He wasn't. So she's like, I'm going to go ahead and build up the courage and I'm going to ask this guy out. And she did. And he said no. And the reason he said no was that he didn't think they were a good fit. And I think that's a very important phrase right there. He wasn't like, you know, I'm just not in a place to date right now. No, he said to her, I don't think we are a good fit. Didn't elaborate. That was the end of it. Now, here we are a year later. And as you said, he's submarined and popped his little...
His periscope?
Periscope. Carol, thank you.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I was about to call it a monocle, and I'm like, that is not right. Popped up his little periscope, and it's like, ding, 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 hi, I'm here, and asked her to go out.
You think this really has to do with his south of the belt periscope?
Oh, we're talking about a different head here. Yeah. He's poking out. It's a different thing with one eye.
Exactly.
The problem is she said yes to it.
She did. She said, so he did that. She already said yes, but now she's starting to rethink, and she hit us up, like, ditch your date. And I'm like, well, you already said yes to the date, so it's kind of hard. But we did encourage her to reach back out. We didn't see anything wrong with her hitting him up and being like, hey, just curious, why are we a good fit now when we weren't a year ago?
A guy would expect this, because I don't know if you guys know this about yourselves, but you guys tend to overthink things. So if you say yes to a date, a guy would expect a text a couple of days later where you had been chewing on it and then do a follow-up text going, hey, I'm just thinking about this. Why now? It wouldn't shock us.
I'm curious. So, Mo and Bert, you're the guy in this scenario. You do exactly the same thing. She sends you the text. Why now? Why now are we a good fit? What are you saying back?
I would lie. Say something to the extent of, you know, I've wised up over time.
Oh.
I was an immature, foolish man at once.
And yes.
Now I've grown and realized the error of my ways.
Oh, he's good.
He's grown and wise.
I'm falling for it.
And I would just write back, I'm super horny.
Which both mean the same exact thing.
And I feel like you're a sure thing. All right, so we asked her to go ahead and send that text and then hit us back with an email, which she did.
Hey, guys, I promised to send him a text and ask him, quote, why now? Why if I wasn't a good fit a year ago? Why would he want to go back out again? End quote. I want to send you his full response, and you tell me if it is good enough. I did really like him, but if you think his response is not good enough, I will tell him that I've changed my mind.
Oh, good.
Thank you again for all the advice. Here was his response. Let me know what you think. His response. Well, I had been doing some thinking about the past few years, and our date came to mind. I thought a lot about you. And realized I might not have given us a fair chance. To be honest, I was going through some personal stuff at the time. Wasn't in the right headspace to appreciate what was in front of me. It wasn't about you not being good enough. It was more about me not being ready. I've grown a lot in the last year.
Oh, there it is.
So I wanted to try to start fresh. Now that I'm in a better place. So are we still on for Saturday?
I'm green lighting it, man. This is good. This is good. Who knows if he's BSing or not? That's a good response right there.
Yeah. I mean, it's typical, but I mean, it's really all you can say or do. It's really not a bad response. And it was obviously long and a lot of detail. So he didn't give you like a short to the point kind of answer. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I may have changed my mind here because any dude who's just messing around and just looking for some booty probably isn't going to give you this two paragraph long explanation about his growth and his wisdom. He's just going to be like, so
what does that sound like again?
It's going to sound like that on both nights. I think he's not just seeing you as a hookup because if he's not, well, I say give him a chance. I say give him a chance. I think he's really trying to put his best foot forward here.
So jaded.
I am.
So jaded by the Burt Show.
I'm jaded by the Burt Show and all the men who have cheated on me in my past. You know what? I say date. It's a free meal. Like, go out with him. And see if there is any in-person chemistry. And I think you'll be able to gauge if your antenna is up, whether or not this is a booty call or he genuinely like is in a better place.
I say you go on this date. You do not shave your legs.
No.
You do not shave anything.
No.
You do not put the sexy underwear on under no circumstances. Like, even if you're not, if it's not that time, you put those underwear on.
You need to put the period panties on.
The period panties. I was trying to avoid that. But yes. Because under no circumstances can you hook up with this guy.
Don't do it.
Under no. In fact, I wouldn't even give him a kiss goodnight.
100%.
Let him hunt. Let him hunt.
Yep. The Burt Show.